not saying I'm gonna change the world. I do guarantee that I will spark a brain that will change the world. Welcome to the Mookie Mel Show. Show.
Sir Yozalot is officially in the building. Yozington.
But thank y'all for coming. I appreciate it. Thank you for your time. Thank you for showing up today. I have a good episode in store for y'all. Jigga Man and I have been working hard, making a lot of changes. So please, y'all, continue to provide us with feedback. It's greatly appreciated and it's used. Y'all have been great. If it's your first time joining us, welcome, as you heard, to the Mookie Mel Show. If you're coming back, thank y'all. But again, you know, if you're new, don't feel afraid to provide feedback. You can respond to us Facebook, Instagram. You can even respond to us on Podomatics. We're looking at other interfaces and platforms as we speak. I apologize to those of you. This may be your first show due to technical difficulties. You know, Justice and I have been actively, pursuing this show. And with that being said, it can become a bit expensive. And, some of the expenses right now do not permit for different platforms. So bear with us. But, for those of you that can hear, let somebody listen with you. We'll figure it out, y'all. But there's a great topic lined up for us today in episode 3 of the Mookie Mel Show. I'm excited to get into this. I'm really excited seeing how this show is progressing on a positive trend. Obviously, it's going to be a controversial topic today, per usual. Let's respect each other's opinions, thoughts, ideals. Even if we don't agree with the opposing position, let's respect that. Let's commit to listening. And again, if you don't agree with the opposing position, come back to it at a later date. At a later time, and try to digest truly what that individual was saying. So, today's topic is religion. First of all, I want to say, I'm a self-appointed Christian. I have a pretty extensive religious background in terms of my family and just connections. My mother is a pastor. Her mother was a pastor. So, yeah, that's kind of where I'm coming. But I also personally feel that is very, very important to observe, study, and try to understand different religions. You know, when you can understand where someone else is coming from in their perspective and their mental, that would help so much in terms of conversation, compassion, and dialogue. this is a good topic because it's controversial, first of all, but religion is so similar to politics, It's either people love to talk about it or they hate it. And it's interesting because in theory, y'all can't see me, but I'm doing air quotes. In theory, America is supposed to be this huge melting pot of different races, religions, backgrounds, this, that, and the third. And everyone's supposed to get along. That's in theory, but, oftentimes, if it's a topic we don't feel comfortable discussing, it just doesn't get discussed, just like politics. So let's address the elephant in the room, religion. Let's start today off with S1 in social. I understand that Christians are the majority of the religious background or choice in America,
but it's such a blanketed and a cast over topic within our country that we assume everyone's either we assume majority of people are just Christian. And reality, you know, we try to put this mental perspective onto people, and we do, and it's almost crazy. It's almost like brainwash. Like, it should be, not to be disrespectful or anything, but it should be a choice that people have, you know. It should be an option that individuals are allowed to make. It shouldn't be, oh, my parents are this or that, and now I have to be, as they said. You know, it's, religion is supposed to be an individual connection, not a action provoking choice. You know, like, this is supposed to be something an individual is able to convey on their own, similar to conversation, you know, like, your word choice is up to you. So here's an example, kind of what I'm talking about, right? Like, I remember in grade school having to say the pledge every day. Yes, I said I had to say the pledge every day. Like, it was a part of the curriculum almost. Like, if I didn't say the Pledge of Allegiance, I'm a bad student or a bad kid, you know? And that's crazy to think, you know, stating your allegiance to... Well, first of all, you're stating your allegiance to flag. Is that false idolatry? Y'all know. Is that idolizing an object? You know, stating your allegiance to a flag, I understand it's representing our nation, but you know, but that wasn't even what I wanted to mention. I wanted to mention how everyone has to say the pledge, right? And in the pledge, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Is that fair? Like, this is what I was referring to in terms of brainwash, like, you know, or choice to allow an individual. See, these are kids, once again. Kids aren't digesting and dissecting a moment at the moment. You know, kids are very carefree and enjoying themselves. So when you're in grade school, you know, if an adult tells you to do something, more times than not, you probably will. So just think about that. That's a little crazy. I don't know. I also, so bear with me on this. I also want to state as a question, why is it okay for Christians to put their religion onto other individuals, but not vice versa? You know, you always hear, I've seen a good amount of people in the street, you know, preaching to what they feel is preaching, you know, with signs telling people they're condemned to hell or this, that, or, you know, even in terms of sexuality, you sometimes see people try to make that connection to back to religion, or people are condemned to hell. And that's like, whoa, wait a second. Why are people so compelled to push their religion onto others by acting like this? Because that's not necessarily showing love or compassion. And I guess, you know, is this the question? Are these people doing the right thing? Like, is this, well, first of all, do they think they're making other individuals want to become a part of this religion by seeing how they act when they're supposed to be representing said religion? Are your actions following your words? You know, actions speak louder than words. You hear that all the time. But, you know, if I see you yelling at somebody all in their face, people are trying to avoid you. It's like you smell or something. You know, like, let's think about that. And the fact, if that was another religion, would people respond or be as passive with that? That's what I want to state. That's my question. If I heard, you know, a Jewish person on the corner yelling and screaming about their religion, or how other people are condemned to hell or life in limbo, or a person whom observes Hinduism, or even a Buddhist, even a Muslim person, or even... So there's so many religions, it's crazy. Like, why is it only that when it's a Christian yelling and screaming these points, it's almost like they're given a pass because it's Christianity? And I'm asking, is that okay? Or would other religions perceive this type of action as passive aggressive as we do right now as a society? Because any major city you go to almost, I'm serious. I'm serious. Somebody take a poll on this too. Almost any major city you go to, in some park or by some form of public transportation, somewhere in that city, I bet you'll run into someone on the street yelling about religion. Now, out of those major cities and where you see these people, honestly, just let's honestly think about this. How many of these people on the street yelling will be talking about a different religion other than Christianity? Now, again, I'm not trying to bash or disrespect Christianity. I'm just trying to state questions in terms of how our society is observing and presents and allows different behaviors when it comes to certain religions. You know, again, this is to reflect from the inside out and back in. Like, I am not trying to bash, once again. This is just to dissect how our society dissects and digests each other. Let's bring it to S2 and Scholar. As I was saying, I was mainly pertaining the conversation throughout social S1 to Christianity, but S2, we're going to open the floor back up in terms of religion. I want to state how many people actually have done research in terms of understanding their religion of practice. How much do you truly know about your religion is my question. Whether it be the Torah, the Bible, the Quran, these books of religion and, you know, greater understanding of said religion. You have to understand these no disrespect intended, but these are fishtail stories. Like, it's a he said, she said, you know, so it's tough. And even if that, how many of you read these said books? How many people truly read the Torah every day or the Bible every day or have read the whole thing? I want to challenge you that, you know, as I said earlier, majority of America is Christians. How many people have honestly read the entire Bible? The entirety of any of these said religious books? Please let me know. I'll send you a gift card or something if you can answer a short questionnaire. Like, that's impressive. But, you know, it's one society barely reads anymore. Reading is a lost art among modern day culture. And it's a shame, but the older I get, the more I notice it. And I'm, hey, look, I don't even like to read myself. So, you know, I fall fault to that also. But think about these books. These are lengthy books, too. These aren't short little novels or, you know, memoirs or something. These are books of religion. They come from in thousands of pages. So that takes true yearning for said topic to want to even read something that much. It's something you'd have to be invested in. But in terms of, let me digress. As I said, it's similar to a fishtail story, majority of these books too. This is my second point. And, you know, how much can you truly believe without doing research? So, you know, you can read a story. For example, Noah's Ark. Every animal in the world was on Noah's Ark. Like, aren't we still discovering stuff in the ocean? But I guess if it rained, the animals in the ocean might have been cool. But still, I don't know. That's just something to think about and to question and to ask for answers and yearn for answers. But people claim certain religions and no longer read or intrigue or question why or what they're being told. I think that's an important standpoint that we lose amongst religion, to continue to question what we're being told and what we're perceiving as knowledge. So I just want to state and stress and push for people to question everything. Question everything you're told, even if you agree with it. Even if it sounds good to you, especially question that. Because what sounds good to you mostly is food candy. It's mental candy, you know. Just because it tastes good doesn't mean it's good for you. And I want to challenge and I want to bring a lot of that to light in terms of religious standpoints, because oftentimes we don't go the extra mile and question it or even do the research or even read on it. So I wanna strive and press for that. I now want to talk about, what did Jesus actually look like? Like, physically, what did he look like? I always think this is so funny and interesting because people always get so worked up about this. Like, what did Jesus look like? And I think, well, go back. Well, actually, that goes to actually our next episode, in episode 4, representation. But I can't say too much on that. But, you know, it's important for people to have someone they can identify with. And obviously, in case of religion, everyone wants to identify with Jesus. So naturally, we want him to look like what we look like. And excuse me, what I look like. Because what you look like probably don't look like what I look like. Or if you look like me, you probably ain't as good looking as me. I'm just kidding. But it's interesting to me because the typical, the classic image we see of Jesus, like the white Jesus with brown kind of wavy hair and a beard, that actually is from an old portrait, which was painted in Italy from one of the priest's son. It was his son. And that image is often what we perceive today and see most commonly as Jesus. I also think it's interesting that, you know, it's common knowledge almost now that people know Jesus is from Israel, but they still portray him as a white man. If he's from Israel, he has to be brown skin, especially at that time. So I think that really is interesting. And why isn't this spoken on more? Where's the awareness or the research or the representation of different colors and images of Jesus? I think that's interesting that it's such common knowledge that he's from Israel, but it's not as common to see darker skin tone representation of Jesus. Finally, this brings us to S3, sports. S3 is going to be a little shorter today, y'all. Today's topic in religion specifically pertain to S1 and social. But there's a quick topic I do want to touch upon in terms of sports. I often hear and see these days, and I think it's cool and I get it, but I hear and see a lot these days, in Jesus' name I play. And you know what? That's cool in terms of the perspective of being thankful for being granted and gifted your athletic abilities, being thankful for the opportunity to play because you could be doing a lot of other things. I think that's very cool. I think that's commendable. But I want to talk about the other end of the spectrum. Don't get it confused as an athlete thinking that that's the only gift God has given you. Understand that you're much more than just an athlete, and that's not the only thing God has given you. I understand in Jesus' name I play, but I also have seen and heard a lot, you know, this is all I got, or I can't do anything else. And I really want to stress to, you know, all athletes, but especially the young athletes, that you have much more and greater gifts than basketball, football, hockey, lacrosse, whatever sport you play. But understand that your said sport is merely a platform. So use your sport and don't let your sport use you. And remember, you say in Jesus' name, I play. Remember, it's a game. So continue to love it. Be thankful for the passion that you do or desire or are starting to have for said sport. But at the end of the day, everybody's ball goes flat. So keep that in the back of your mind. I appreciate y'all coming to today's show. It was a great show. Tried to shoot for about the 30-minute window. We're just trying to figure out what time works best. It's been a lot of experiments, trial and error. Again, let us know what y'all think of this time changing throughout the shows. I'm excited. Yeah. A guest will be on the show next week. One of my near and dear friends, Kente Malcolm Mann, is going to be an incredible show. I'm telling y'all right now, this man, Kente Mann, this man is a boy. Oh, man, this boy, man, Malcolm. Oh, this brother, he's got a lot to say and he's powerful. I'm very excited. Y'all make sure you follow me on Instagram, Facebook, The Mookie Mel Show on Facebook, Mookie Melville on Instagram. Continue to give us feedback. follow on the Podomatic, provide comments. Again, we really appreciate everything y'all do. Jigga Man.
Yo.
JJ.
Yo, yo, yo.
Jay Doggington. Let him know, bro. Let him know.
Yo, what's up, y'all? I hope everybody had a great Halloween. I definitely enjoyed mine. I even had a couple of trick-or-treaters. So that was fun. Episode 3. Hey, it's been an exciting 3 weeks. You know, I think in the beginning phases of all this, I underestimated the amount of work it would all take. Because you actually got to put in some work, you know, and we've started to realize this in the last couple weeks. But it's been a really, you know, exciting 3 weeks. It's been fun the whole way. And you guys got to remember, you know, this is only the beginning. You know, just imagine episode 10. You know, we're only going to improve from here and the content will only get better. So please keep coming back. Like always, you know, we appreciate the love and support so much, and we cannot stress that enough. We do it for you guys. You guys definitely won't be disappointed with next week either. It's our first guest episode, and it's going to be really fun. You know, maybe we might even release a little sneak peek. We'll see. Anyway, enjoy your Sundays, people, and have a good week. Jay, out. Mookie Mel Show, out.
Peace!